scheduled. We'll have shiur today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow. And then I'll give you off till December 5th is the Bechina, that Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday we'll have shiur that week, so this way we don't lose the time position. Okay, so we discussed two things last time. We discussed the discussion in the Gemara of Bididei Misharinu or Min Maidenofik Minei. There is, whenever you have a Dover Isser that falls in the Dover Heter, so you need Shishim Kidei Levatlo, but how do you know how much came in? I say a meatball, of a tray of meatball fell in the rice, so you need Shishim, the rice connected the meatball, but connected what? So Bididei means you Mishaya the whole meatball. The size of the Holy Spirit. See, Maidenofik Minei means no, you just Mishaya, how much you think came out of the meatball. The whole meatball didn't come into the thing, like Rav Shechter pointed out, Araya, the meatball's still here. Right, so you Mishaya, a little bit came out. So you have a Shishim of a little bit, and that's one. So we seem to assume that we pass in Bididei Misharim. We'll see. And then we discuss another issue of Hanan b'Hanan, and that is the discussion of what's the din of if you have a bliya of Isser, say you have a potato and it was cooked with treif meatball, the potato say 5 kezesim. The treif meatball is a kezayis, so you don't have shishim. And now you take that potato and you cook it with some rice. So you have to mevatel, right? You have shishim, but shishim connected what? So the opinion of Hanan says you need shishim not only connected the bli, but shishim connected the whole potato. Because the whole chatich atzma nasa nevela, and that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. You only have to have shishim connected the bliya, which is only a kezayis of Bididei Misharina. So a kezayis fell in. So we assume kezayis went into the potato, even though we know that it's not exactly true. But Mar says if we don't do it this way, we're not going to know how much it is anyway. So we need shishim connected the whole thing. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says no. Only Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the opinion that says Hanan, you need shishim connected the whole potato. The opinion that says you don't say Hanan, you only need shishim connected the bliyah, which is the shari surin. Right? Also, b'cholav, everyone agrees you need shishim connected the whole thing. Now, once you determine that you need Hanan, right, that you have to mevatel the whole thing, then we declare, so now how do you work it? Connected to the whole thing, but do we say mamish the whole thing? Bididei or Maidenofik? Now, first you have to discuss where do you need the shishim connected? Just connected the bliya or connected the whole potato? Once we decided whatever we decide, then we have a second discussion that comes afterwards, and that is, okay, I need the whole potato, but what does that whole potato mean? Bididei or Maidenofik mean? So that's the second part of the discussion. So if you hold you need the whole potato, then you have to discuss this. Is it Bididei the whole potato mamish, or just what we mishaya from the whole potato? But assuming that the reference point is the whole potato. If you assume that you don't say Hanan b'shari surim, then the reference point is only the kezayis of the bliya, and then we could clear. So that kezayis, is it Bididei, the whole kezayis, or Maidenofik Minei, what comes out of a kezayis? So these two questions are two independent questions. So first, we have to determine what is our base that we have to mevatel, and then how do you mevatel the base? How much do you assume from the base amount is coming out? Is it Bididei or Maidenofik Minei?
No.
Right. So we're going to talk about that in a future shiur. Is the discussion of Hanan and the discussion of Tamki Ikir Daraisa Het and Ishafik, are those the two? Are those two the same or different?
And the question of the Bidei or Maranak Bidei applies to both, whether we say Hanan or we just say we don't say Hanan, just the Bliyot. So the evaluation applies to both Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam when you have your potato?
Yeah, in other words, once you determine what you need to Mevatel, do you need Kanan or not Kanan? Then we have to ask the second question of B'didei or B'dmai D'nafik Minim. Okay, so now we have a...
So the Shaila is, you can ask the same Shaila about B'didei and my D'nafik Minim. Whether you hold Hanan or you do not hold Hanan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, the same Shaila enters the question of Hanan and enters the question of non-Hanan.
Right.
Because Hanan and non-Hanan just is going to tell me what my base thing is. And then we go from there. Do I have to mevatel a kazayis or five kazayisim? But if I have to mevatel a kazayis, what does the kazayis really mean? Then you clear B'didei or B'didei Nafik Minim.
Could you give some illustration?
Yeah, in other words, when the potato was cooked, the potato is five kazaisim, the potato, say.
Right.
And it was cooked with a kazais of nevela, so
right.
It's yeah, 5-1.
Right.
So now you don't have shishim. So now the whole potato is awesome.
Right.
So now,
if you say
the whole potato is awesome whether you say Hanan or you don't say
right.
Hanan.
Okay.
You can't eat the whole potato. Whether you say Hanan or you don't say Hanan, he didn't have shishim. Now, the potato then fell into rice. So now, what do I have to mevatel? Do I have to mevatel the whole potato? I need shishim times the whole potato? What do I have to mevatel shishim times the bliyim? But, even if you say you have to mevatel the whole potato, if you hold the mind and ofik minei, then the whole potato is only a little bit also, because how much of the whole potato is, and if you say B'didei, then you have to mevatel mamash the whole thing. So we say B'didei. So mevatel 60 times of the whole of the five kazesim, the whole potato. And the same thing you can clear if you hold that you don't hold Hanan. So you only have to mevatel the kazais. But then how much is a kazais? Is it kazais the kazais? That's a sheet of B'didei. My denofik minei means a fraction of the kazayis, because how much really comes out. So in the end of the day, it's a machlok mechaber ramav whether we hold kanam b'sharis or we don't. And then l'gabi b'didei, my denofik minei b'sum b'didei, we'll see according to most. I mean, the Rashba quoted the Ravid that you only say b'didei on page 4, on the first wide line, mi arayvet hasov dula omru ele b'kav hadomalo she'en echozeh le'eteru harishon. So as you only say b'didei, well, obviously, if you have a non-kosher meatball, of course, it's never going to be chozeh le'eteru, it's a chefza visser. But if you have a balia, say you have a spoon that had a balia visa, so if you have if the spoon is a metal spoon, so then. So that metal spoon that has trafe in it, now you put it in the rice, so that metal spoon, you can kasher it. So therefore, anything that's not intrinsic, you're not going to say b'didei. Then you can only be mishar b'madanopik b'didei, which if you assume like the Raivan. But if you're having a spoon of cheres, then you're going to have to be mishar the whole spoon b'didei. Then, okay. Now, right. Okay. Now there is a Ramban. And this is the next question. And that is, what about Balua? In other words, we discussed this Hanan. What's the case of Hanan? We discussed, I gave you the example with the potato and the... But let me ask you another question by Hanan. Say you have a spoon that's fleishik. You mixed it with fleishik, metal spoon thing, and then you stirred a kazayis of milk. So say the spoon is 6 kazayis of milk, and then there's a kazayis of milk inside. So by Basa B'chalav we say Balua, we say Hanan. So now if the spoon goes into something else, you have to vatel the whole thing. But maybe not. Maybe the whole concept of Hanan is only when you have a potato and you have potatoes of Ben, and then something got cooked into the potato. But maybe in the realm of Balua, and the whole basar is only, it's not real basar, it's balua and the spoon. So if you have something that's balua, right, meat is balua, the milk is balua, so maybe you don't say chanan the balua. Maybe you say chanan, and therefore you would only have to vatel the kazayas of chalof. In other words, if you now take that spoon and you stir it in more meat, so the only thing the concern is that the milk shouldn't come into the new meat. So maybe you only have to, now there's a kazaisim milk, 5 kazaisim of, so normally by Basar B'chalav that's the paradigm example of that you have to bevatel the whole thing. So that's Hanan. But he says, so look at the bottom of page 4. Last two lines. Elamir hechad the near bechav chadasha, took a new spoon, kazayis cholov. Bechakach tachva bebasar ein tzarach al shishim kecholov shenimlova. The idea of kamahavi. Right, so you mishay kenegi. You say a spoon that has a kazayis of cholov in it. You stir the kazayis of milk. Now you take that spoon and you mix the cholent with it, so you'd have to bevatel the shishim keneged the kazayis of cholov. In the year of cholov, the kaf yishana sheina bas yoma. Well, it means yishana bas yoma yishal chozer kol shabolev b'toch hakaf yibos b'cholov katicha nevela v'chula shemarina nev. So by the nothing lo yadina. And the Ramban calls it the mstab and the lavinim b'balula chanan. So the Rashba says he's saying chanan b'balula. The Ramban says no. You don't say balua, the law meaning of balua chanan. Ben sharin, ben yishen, ben chadosh, al my the balua levad. So the Ramban sheet is you don't say chanan balua. So therefore, if you have a balua of 6 kazaisim of meat and 1 kazais of milk, even though now all 6 kazaisim are usher with this kazais of milk, that lemaisa. The only thing that was goring the iser is the cholov. So now if I take that spoon and I stir a pot of cholent, the only concern I should have is that the milk should not be come into the new meat. To the new meat. So as long as I have shishim connected to the milk, I'm okay. But if you hold, you do say chanan bevalua, so then what? Then they have to mevatel the whole baliyah of meat that's inside. So I have to mevatel shishim connected. So it's a separate shayla. In other words, whether you say chanan is one shayla, and whether you say chanan bevalua is another shayla. And one second. So this Ramban is quoted in the Rashba that we just saw, and it's here in the on page 7 in the Chidushi Ramban. Restaber beim chadasha beim yishana lo mirinan b'may debala b'shar b'shulam alse nevela egal b'balu lo ashkechan. And the Ravid Shita that we saw quoted, we saw that there was a Ravid Shita, that what? That his Shita is in the Bididei, by the Nothing Mina, you only say Bididei when something is an intrinsic Isser that you can't undo. Like a piece of meat, or like a Klicheres that has a Bliya in it. Okay.
Who's calling on the
Ramban
about
Kanan Babalua? The Rashba. The case that we're talking about by the Ramban, there was meat, we have seen this, then you used it in milk, then you used it in meat.
Yeah.
And you were saying you only go back one stage, meaning you don't go back, we're not going back.
No, we only have to mevatel
the most recent thing.
The thing that caused the issue.
Uh-huh. Meaning that the meat stam would not be a problem with the meat that we're mixing with.
Right. Okay, now. Now, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, now let's look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 16. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet, Isser Shin is Bashal, Im Heter, Fil Makir Rusham, Zarkatur Shishim Kenega Kola Isser, Nishenu Yodum Kama Yotza, Mimen. Right, so this is the din. If a meatball, a treif meatball falls in the rice, you need Shishim Kenega the whole meatball. Because he's saying over the din of Bididei. Because it might be nothing mean that you don't know. Mishenu no yodim kami yotza mimenu. Fichach muvashu b'teres isser shibas yomo al tochav kaf shal isser behedet tzar shishim kineget kol hagdeir kineget kol mashe tochav mea kaf. Mishenu no yodim kami below. Mein shehim shal cheres al eitz o matechas. It doesn't matter. You say you have a spoon. That's treif. And then you put that spoon into something else. So you need shishim, and we assume the spoon is saturated with bleis. So you need shishim connected to the whole spoon. Not the maidenofik. Maidenofik is not going to be the whole spoon, because we don't assume everything comes out. But he says that it doesn't matter. whether it's cheres, eitz, or matachas. So the Shach says, well, what is he, the Shulchan Aruch, trying to say? Yud Beis. Kolomar lafuke svaras harayvid. Because he's trying to tell you that we don't, Mechaber is not saying, I don't pass him like the Ravid. The Ravid says you only say bididei by something that is irreversible. Like either a piece of meat, which is treif, it's irreversible, or a kli cheres that is that has a blia of treif, that's also irreversible because you can't extricate the, with a kli cheres you can't kasher, you can't get the blia out. So he says, "Kolomar ulafuke svaras harayvin." The sviya le the beitzu matechas came in the evshul lahafrei the Israel the hagola ein mesharim kula el omim omed yofe. We just estimate how much do we think came out, and that's obviously much less. So that's the first thing. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins bididei, and in all cases bididei by a treif meat and by a kli cheres. Doesn't matter. Okay. So now let's see further on page 17. Yes, look on 16 in the bottom. Im yadu kamahu iser kigon kaf chadasha. So you have a new spoon. What does it mean, new spoon? With a new spoon, you're starting fresh. You know what's in there. What does an old spoon mean? An old spoon means, well, in other words, old spoon means you used it this morning. New spoon is you didn't even use it at all. Old spoon means you used it this morning. But if it's ain't, ben yomo, that's like a new spoon, because anything that's from yesterday doesn't count. So there's the new spoon that's using fresh. Old spoon means I used it this morning, so there's bleas in it. And then once it's super old, that's like new, because anything that came in yesterday, alpidin, is no sitam of gam, is like it's erased. So when the Shulchan Aruch and the post and the Rishonim talk about an old spoon, a new spoon, and an Eina Ben Yomo spoon, so they mean old. New means it wasn't used at all yet. Old means it was used today. That's old. It was used already in the morning. It was old. It was used. And then once it's Eina Ben Yomo, that's super old. That's like new. Because then you get a fresh start. Every 24 hours, you get a fresh start.
What about
what?
By the
veneer. No. Not by, it's not the same time of Kam. Not for the veneer. So, Rosh Eina Bas Yoma, Shaneer Bab Ubolov Kazai's Kolov, Rechaka Nier Bab, Terry Shalbosu, Ain't Circle Shishim Levatel Hakazai, Shabola. The Lord meaning Gabi Kleem, the Lord meaning Gabi Kleem, Hatikanas is Nevela, Afil Nirubo Isser. So he says that what? That you don't say the Lord meaning I'll be kli chatichanas is the velo feeling nirobo iser. Kaf Yishanu Baz Yoma Sharin Bekula Chol Ma Shebola Nas Is Yisru. Yesh Misha Omer Shegam Bezuvin Tzarech El Shishim Levatel Hagzai Shebola. So one opinion says you just Mevatel. So the question is, what do you do if you have a spoon that had a bliya? He's talking about, do you say Hanan the balloon? Do you say Hanan? So he says Kafi Shana Bas Yoma Sharina Bukula. Kafi Shana Bas Yoma means it has a bliya ready from before. So now this bliya is going to be contaminated. So he says two things. He says you're going to say Hanan, number one, and number two, you're going to say Bididei. See, in other words, those are the two things you have to, first you have to decide, are we saying Hanan or not saying Hanan? That's the first thing to decide, which you have to know what your base is. Then after you know what your base is, then you have to say, do we say Bididei or the Nafik Bididei? Because Bididei is always the second stage. First we have to know what our base is. Is our base a potato? Is it five kazeis? What is our base? And then once we have our base, then we know. Then we have to decide: do we have to move out of the whole base or part of the base? So Hanan teaches you what the base is. So he's saying that that so he's saying that if there's nothing there from before, Eina Basyoma. So then, there's nothing to do in the veil on, because it's okay. Then it's only that kazayis. So she'ena basiyom she'nir ba'malo kazayis chal v'chanir ba. It's her chalshish v'vado kazayis. Lo mina gabi kli chatzich nasas the veil in this case, because there's nothing in there in the kli. Not because you don't, but kaf yishana basiyom she'ena b'kula. Because why? Because you say Hanan be'baldua. And then what? And then you say Bididei. Then he says V'yesh Misha Omer Shagam Bezu Ein Tzorich Al Shishim Vata Al Gazai Shabolo, because that's the opinion of the Ramban that you don't say Hanan the Balua Vasor Rishonu Iker, but he likes the Svar Rishonu. That you say Hanan the Balur, Moshe is trying to help Gabi Tichas Kolov Shinovalok there. Oh, then he says V'yesh Eina Mechalkin Ben Kaf Yoshel Lachadash Rab Ben Kli Cheres L'Shar Kelim. So some say that there's a chilah between Kli Cheres and the other Kelim. Now, who does that sound like? The Raya. So the Shach makes a very big comment here. Chafal. Mashinisham kam b'shulchan aruch. Apparently, some had the. We don't have an actual shulchan aruch, but some have it in parentheses that he's saying the Rashba b'tor sabay v'shem arayim. But he says that's a mistake, because the Rashba B'shem HaRaivit is talking about the din of the day. This Ramah is not talking about the din of the day. This Ramah is talking about the din of Hanan Balua. So there's another Shita about Cheres that's not about the day issue, but the Hanan Balua issue. So he says, anyone who says that Ramah is talking about our old Raivit from before, because when you see the word Kli Cheres, you perk up, you think this is the old Raivit from before, is mistaken. Because that Raivit from before is discussing when do you say Bididei or when do you say Bididei. It's mechalik between Cheres and other things. But this is another Shita we have now that we never saw before. And that's this Shita is a discussion of from the Mordechai that says that something that you could extricate and kasher, you're not going to say Hanan. Because the whole idea of Hanan is that now that it's infiltrated with the Isser, now it's, the whole thing is Osser. But if you can kasher it, so buy a potato, so you can't kasher a potato. Potato has was cooked with a So you don't say the same thing if you cook a tray piece of meat with a plate, so now you can cash the plate. But if you cook a tray piece of meat with a potato, so you can't say, well, let's do hagol on the potato. Right? That's the big yisod. We show them have Rashba's or Shechla's to quote, Ein Hagola the Ochlin. Because he can't assume that it ever comes out, or else why can't we ever catch the food? We don't catch the food, because the food, it gets too embedded. So if you have a treif b'liya in a potato, you can't say, well, let's do Hagola on the potato. It doesn't work. But on a kli, you can do Hagola on a kli. So there is a sheet of the Mordechai that says Hanan b'malul is only something that once it infiltrates, that the milk infiltrates the tam of the meat, the tam of the milk. Now, so that's only by a kli cheres that you won't be able to separate them, but by a kli mateches you would. So there's a sheet that, this is a new sheet that we haven't seen so far. That says, we had a question, Machlokes Rabbi Tam Rabbeinu Ephraim by Hanan b'Malua. So I'll have a middle sheet. That if it's something that you can, it's reversible, then you don't say Hanan b'Malua. If it's irreversible, then you do say Hanan b'Malua. And that's what this Ramah, that's what the Shach is for. This Ramah is referring to that Mordechai that makes that middle sheet. But he says that that's only, so he says by kli cheres that had a milk bliya, a meat bliya, and then a milk bliya, so now you say chanan, even though you might not say chanan if it's a kli makas that had a meat bliya and then a milk bliya, because it's balua, and you don't say chanan but balua by something that is irreversible. So now we have three sheetas. We have the sheeta, Rabbeinu Tamid says you say Hanam, you say the Rashba says you say Hanam b'Balua. You don't say Hanam b'Balua, the Rashba says you do. And this Mordechai says it depends what the case of Balua is. Is it Balua into an Ochel, or is it Balua into a Kli Malkas? So that's what he says. He has this Svar Rishon. Was this discussion in the Ramon now is not about the Didei Ma'ed Nothing Me, it's about Hanam b'Balua. So he says, "V'yesh ena mechalkim ben v'omer dechli cheres v'yefshe v'yesh ena mechalkim ben kafiy ashul chadash rak ben kli cheres l'shar kelim." So everyone thinks that's the Raivin. No, the Raivin is mechalkim ben kli cheres l'shar kelim to say the din of bididei by cheres and not by shar kelim. But the din of Hanan b'Balua, that's nothing to do with the Raivin. He never discussed that. So who discusses that? That this Mordechai Perik Yananoshes. In the preparation, I am test. He says that Hanan b'Balua, you say when it comes to something that you can't extricate in the sake.
Such as food.
Such as food or kli cheres. Yeah.
Within that, the Rama's comment about O Mashabala not to share the way in the Kamabala, would the Rama say that if you knew that at 9 a.m. you stirred two today's move,
So he's saying that if you have a kafi shana, vas yoma, so misharina bakula, right?
But only because we don't know how much vasa is in there in the first place.
יש מי שאומר שגם זה נמצא לך לשיש מובת על הגזייס שבל. Right, in other words, you משרה בכולו, בכל מה שבל לא נעשה איסר, you בדעת שאולי משרים בכולו, and then you also say, because the kula came in, and then the didei misharim. V'yesh mishomer shegam b'zu ein tzarech al shishim levat al kazay shabala, because you don't say chanan b'balua. But once you say, if you say chanan b'balua, and you say b'didei, then it's. But the two machlokesin are whether you say chanan b'balua. You don't say the machlokes is whether you say chanan b'balua. Then it's very shonu ikra that you say chanan b'balua. And then yesh einu mechalkim.
So if you had a spoon that held three basins, and you cooked you put it into a pot that had a kazayas and potato, and then you put it in through the kazayas of tray, so and then you stir it into hetter.
Again?
The spoon holds three.
What is the spoon made of?
Metal.
You take a spoon of metal.
You stir a kazayas of
potato.
And then you stir a kazayas of tray. And then you stir it into a pot of pepper. Shishim kineged the whole spoon, or just kineged the...
So again, first you start potato. Then tray of meat.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you say chanan, and then if you say chanan b'balua, then you have to bevatel everything that's balua, so even the potato.
The potato in the spoon. So the one,
that
means two
days in
or one
day. Well, how much is the potato? Was what, three?
Yeah.
So, Okay. So it might be a little. We'll just think it through, and. Okay, now a couple of more nekudas here. Is it true in the Igros Moshe on page 20? Then should the tapach the mishma cholav al ritzba satana. Say you have hot milk that fell onto the oven. The halach hakiluach ad kideira shel basar. So the hot milk was going on the oven, and it hit into a pot of meat. The nogabo. So now you need shishim connected the milk. So the question is, do you need shishim connected the whole pool of milk? Because the whole pool of milk is connected to each other. Well, only know how much actually touched the kedera. So how do you mishar the shishim over here? Is it connected the whole pool of milk?
Hit the outside of the pot?
Yeah. And we're going to learn the sugya, Bez Hashem, one day about Kippas Cholov, Shenofal, Kedair, Mibachutz, and the whole... So this is writing to his brother, Achi Hacharif Mordechai Shlita. These are tshuvas in Luban. So these are the real... Those are the best tshuvas, the ones, like Rabbi Willis said, those when then they had a home arrest. You know, they uninterrupted learning.
That's what he answered all these shaylos on Kodesh.
Yeah, so those are the, you know, the pre-American days. So
is this, but this milk touch the pot or touch the actual meat in the pot?
Touch the pot. But so only a little touched the pot, but it's connected to a whole pool of milk. So his brother thought you have shishim keneged the whole thing. So he says, no. He thinks he needs. He thinks he needs only keneged the pot that touched the pot. And then he goes saying a big chiddush. He writes, Tzarech lomer davar chadash. Rav Moshe always tells you when he's...
The pot was covered, right? The pot was covered.
Yeah. He always tells you when he's saying a chiddush. When he's saying a chiddush, it's usually something that no one ever said before. No, usually. A new chiddush. So he wants to say like this, that there's a difference regarding this discussion, regarding... there's a difference between solids and liquids. He says, because in other words, by a solid, so what do we say? You have a kazayas of meat fell into the rice. So we say bididei, mashai the whole thing. And then you take out the kazayas of meat, right? So, of course, you know, what's this idea of being Mashiach, the whole piece? Like Rav Shechter said, the whole thing, you took it out. So, obviously, a kazayas couldn't have gone into the thing. You just took it out now. So, he says that by meat, by solid, the tam and the en are two separate things. So even though I can take out a kezias of meat, but there's still a potency of a kezias of tam in the ejects tam into the thing. Even though I'm taking out the en, so if I'm taking out the en, maybe that means that I'm taking out a kezias of tam also. Maybe there should be nothing left, but no. It's mididei. Mididei is not just a din because we're not sure. It's a din in etzem. But he says by liquids, flamaisa, the pool of liquid's still here. So obviously it didn't go into the meat because, you know, it's still in front of me, laying on the outside the thing. So he says when it comes to liquid, the be'en and the tam is hainu hach. So therefore, if you could see how much be'en is left in that you took out, so that would mean that you don't have to bevatel that amount. And the be'en and the tam are hainu hach. So just count up how much of be'en is left, and you'll know how much tam didn't go in. And then you only mevatel a very amount, but by a solid, not that way. So that's a big. One second before you get all upset. One second, we'll see with the baruch tam, and then the tziv. There's a true by so called that is the tziv in the meshiv dover. He also, on page 24, Avim Haya Guma Tachas Akadeus Al Yisulach Vatal Pagish Vizet Isse Beguma In Tzor Shisha Belabashe Nechse Min Aguma. He says that same idea. Normally, we don't assume that there's such a thought. We assume the day, So it's Vididei. You can take it out. But he's saying it's such a chilut.
The Meshiv Dover?
The Moshe and the Meshiv Dover. Saying that if you can count up what's left after the left of Ben, so the Ben and the Tam Shainu Hach. The Baruch Tam said a similar idea we saw earlier this year. In Kuftes, Spade of the Bach, about Idias Atarova, whether you need Idias Atarova. Right, even by Papa's Meshishim, if you take it out, then right. That's a symbol, yeah.
That was
the
only thing I liquid, so that was the Ramesh's.
What?
The Ramesh's
never
also the only thing about
liquid? Yeah.
So
Ramesh
was
Roy? I'm He didn't have, he was in Luban. He didn't have any smart that he had in Luban.
He's saying that when it comes to potatoes, so potatoes is one potato, you can't separate it, so if it's a tray potato, if it touches the or whatever it is, the main tray, it's a meat, one piece of meat, and it touches the box, so then it's just measured for the day. But and because the time is different, you can tell here, but when it comes to the milk, so by liquid, like there's a pool of milk, but it's not one pool of milk, like every drop can be a separate entity. If I just, put my finger in between that drop and the rest of it, now it's separate. Like, they're very different. You don't, the time doesn't go from the entire pool into the thing. You think that the reason that he's saying for his bar?
Is that the sphere or?
It's not one pool.
But what by a solid? The solid is the solid irrespective of the tam. Here, the liquid and the tam. This tam is basically a liquid. That's what tam is.
Right.
The solid is not nesarid. So you have to say, so even though I'm taking the potato, the meatball out, so how could there still be tam? The answer is, the tam is like a liquid, it's something that's nisarbev, and the solid's not. But a liquid is also nisarbev, so the tam and the be'en of liquid are the same. So if I take out the be'en, I'm taking out the tam. So if the be'en is left over by a liquid, that means the tam is left over as well.
There's no such thing as
the end
by a liquid.
By a liquid is banned, you see. Kind of thing, but the tam that's left over quantifies how much the band that's left over quantifies how much tam is left over. But by a solid is the tam, the metaphysical tam that gets desired, and then the band itself. And those are two separate things. So when you remove the whole meatball, that doesn't undermine the possibility that there's still a kazayis meatball, that doesn't undermine the possibility that there could be still a kazayis tam in the rice.
The piece that we talked about a long time ago, but it's actually in the same sermon that we just did, the case of the chelos tapa gadea, where you put the water inside. So seemingly the Moshe and the Dover would have to look at that somewhat differently, right? They would have to see it as a solid, because theoretically, when it melts into the tapshe and you're able to take it out, then you would be able to mishire the liquid that you're taking out. So you wouldn't be mishire with Bidet, but clearly the Ramah dealing with that case said you are mishire with Bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you'd have to treat it as though that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking at all.
Isn't that
the problem? No, exactly. That's the point, though. Because if you can be shy of the liquid that you take out, then there's no good.
Okay.
Are you saying it's a good spot?
You think it's a bit of a problem?
Okay, so that's the okay, so that, those are the coolest that I wanted to Then you have a discussion here in the Chavos Das on page 26. Say you have a kazayis basar, right? And you're cooking vegetables with it. So he says, "Ain't sort of the shayar the kinegad kol kazayis," because the whole kazayis is not going to all go into the vegetables. Some of it's going to go into the water. So then you only have to assume, even though there's no shishim, but you also have to assume that a certain percentage going to into the water didn't get into the vegetables. And therefore, you don't have to be mishar kineged the whole kazayis basar, because the whole kazayis basar, part of it's going into the water.
Even if you hold the didei?
Right. She did come in the shtash from tov heis leis, and sarach l'shar v'akadegit l'lom tov heis leis. Yep. In the shtash from kazayis basar in ha-mayim, in sarach l'shar v'akadegit kol ha-kazayis. Rafafi Shir Hamadub of the Mayim.
How would happen you know how much went into the water?
Equal percentage of how much water there is.
Which is usually a vast majority.
So that would be a big kiddush. But say you cook a meatball with a potato, the example I've always been given. But there's also water in the pot. So yet you assume the whole kazayis, we say b'didei, the whole kazayis goes in. But who says the whole kazayis goes into the meatball? The whole kazayis goes part into the meatball, part into the water.
The potato.
So are we just saying that when you count your shishim, you count everything in the pot? You count the meatball and the water?
Basically.
I mean, the potato and the water.
Right.
So why is that? I mean, let's say it wouldn't be water, let's say it would be, I don't know, orange juice. I mean, would that be a chiddush? Like, So anything in the pot counts as a shishim. As long as there's a place for the pan to go, it goes.
Right.
We're not going to count the wall of the pot because you don't know how much came from the yester, how much came from the head there.
Right. In terms of anything, right.
They don't think we keep anything in the pot.
From the water directly into the. Maybe water just the conduit. It would be the other solids.
So is it even liquid?
So for the mayim, you would think that the mayim, it goes from the mayim, then it goes. Whatever got mixed in the water, so that was in the water. That's not going into the thing.
But if you just like, I want to deal with potato, you say, well, how big is the potato copy of the meat?
Right.
So it's 60 times as big as the meatball, so then I'm good to go. Let's say it was 30 times and the water was 30 times. In a party, we say, but I say, oh, I have shishu? Or do I have to, like, assess the water in a different way? Let's say one potato is like a trade meatball, and then the potato on the pot, let's say 30 kizaysim big, and then the water on the pot is also, let's say, 30 kizaysim big.
So then it could be saying it would be.
So I say, oh, look, I have shishim.
Right.
Or is he saying that no water has to have a different shear hamadum of the mind? Is that like.
I thought he's just saying that it's the sire of the water equally.
Equally.
Right.
It makes it sound like
Shiham Duma
Mine
as
opposed
yeah.
to like the.
No, that's
a, how does that seem to
your Mashiach? Well, your Mashiach with the water also counts.
I mean, so it could be normal.
Could be normal.
That's what we thought yeah. going into the.
I don't know. Did you think that? I don't know.
Well, I don't know why. No,
maybe you think it's so pashut that.
Maybe nothing stays in the water.
Right.
Water just
the conduit, right. Water is. Yeah.
And is the Kamash Malan therefore equal, like it's Rotev, or Kamash Malan that it's a different, like Shiram Duma?
No, it's a regular.
Regular Shiram Duma.
It contributes.
The water combined.
Yeah, exactly.
But what else if you don't have Shishim? That's the question.
We have to see, does anyone else argue with this Kamashtas?
And if you don't have Shishim, you see the entire
people are going to lose. Yes, we'll also. Okay, so today we finished up. We this case in the Shire. So tomorrow we have another shiur about I think Shiurei Bidgel, the Shiur Bidgel, Shiur Shonim, and then Wednesday also I'll give it. And then you'll start your Chazara time Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. No.